Mind if we join you, old timer?
Johnny, my son. John.
You work for the railroad, Grandpa?
I work for no man.
Got a name, do you?
I have no name.
Well, that right there may be the reason you had difficulty finding gainful employment. You see, in the mart of competitive commerce...
You seek a great fortune. You three who are now in chains, you will find a fortune. Though it will not be the fortune you seek. But first you must travel a long and difficult road. A road fraught with peril. You shall see things wonderful to tell. You shall see a cow on the roof of a cotton house. And oh, so many startlements. I cannot tell you how long this road shall be, but fear not the obstacles in your path. For fate has vouchsafed your reward. Though the road may wind, yea, your hearts grow weary, still shall ye follow the way, even unto your salvation.
Hey, this is Megan Cash, and I'm a big ass runner from Pensacola, Florida. Welcome to the Big Ass Runner podcast, where we entertain and encourage trail runners from all over the world. Now, here is your host, Jeff Harrell.
Well, thank you, Megan, all the way from Florida. I really appreciate that. That is actually a fairly OG intro, I believe year one, from Megan. So thank you for that. As Megan said, my name is Jeff Harrell. I am the host of the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast. This is episode number 143. Thank you so much for listening. We have a good show for you today. In segment number one, we're going to get a little bit, I don't know if the right words, pensive, thoughtful, reflective, I don't know what the word is, clearly.
An F in English? Bobby, you speak English.
But we're going to talk a little bit about why your story is so important. I saw a video this past week. It just struck me in some kind of way, and so I wanted to share with you some of the thoughts I had about that and why your story is so important. So that's segment number one. In segment number two, I asked the Big Ass Runner Herd, I asked you, what are your biggest obstacles to obtaining your trail running goals? And I found that the obstacles tended to fall into one of three different buckets. So we're going to talk about those and perhaps some ways to overcome those obstacles as you are out there getting it done, trying to hit those big, audacious goals. But first, we have a big announcement. Oh, and by the way, thanks to everyone for your amazing feedback around our new partnership with John G. And in fact, I heard from several of you, including Michelle Baker. She's, by the way, at AKMTN Mother Runner. She says, super stoked about your new partnership with John G. I discovered this brand last summer. Have one of their running rain jackets. Yes, their rain jackets are incredible, which is absolutely the best I've ever tried. And I'm a huge devotee of their running bras. It's the only brand I will buy now. Thank you for that feedback, Michelle. And that's really what we want to do, is bring partners on that serve you guys well, that serve you well and your needs as you navigate the trails. And by the way, we've also got Marcy Baser in some John G gear, and our goal is to use the gear to convert her into a runner. We'll see if that works, but we're going to give it a try. She's actually going to be on the show here in a couple weeks to talk about just that. So there you go, a little side note. But the big announcement, we're very excited about this. You guys know our partnership with Blaze Trails, an incredible race company, and we are going to have an official Big Ass Runner meetup at Lake Murray. Lake Murray is in Oklahoma. It's one of their signature races. We did it last year. You may remember we did a little bit of recap from there. And it is October 28th, that weekend. So think about the weekend right before Halloween. If you're thinking about a race for the fall, you haven't chosen one yet, you'd like to maybe do a little bit of a destination, this is a beautiful lake, Lake Murray, Oklahoma. There's lots of camping options. We'll bring you more details on places to stay. But we want to create a Big Ass Runner village there at Lake Murray around the start-finish line and meet many of you as possible. And so we're very excited about this. Stephen Pritt will be there. Timmy Time will be there. I just learned Marcy's going to be there. I believe my son Hayden and his wife Donna will be there. We're going to have as many of the folks here at the Big Ass Runner as we can. But we would love to see you at Lake Murray as well. Again, that's October 28th. So if you're looking for a fall race, this is a good one. And you may ask me, hey, Clydesdale, El Jefe, what's the distances? Here's the great news. Whatever distance you are trying to tackle, they probably have it at this race. Listen to this. If you want to go for a 100 miler, they got one. You want to go for 100K? They got that too. Too far right now for your training? How about a 50K? They have that. How about a 25K? That's probably the one I'm going to do. 25K. They even have a 5 miler. So if you have a distance you're trying to hit, they're probably going to have that at Lake Murray. And if you're like, hey, I just want to come and hang out and serve, be at an aid station, come on with it. They would love it. We would love it. We would just love to meet as many of the Big Ass Runner herd. We'd love to meet you. It would be awesome. So that's Lake Murray. You can sign up at Ultra Sign Up, October 28th, Lake Murray in Oklahoma. Super excited about this. Come join us this fall. With that, let's get going on episode number 143 of the Big Ass Runner. Well, the other night, my wife, Allison, and I hosted a dinner party at our house, and it was so much fun. It was Stephen Pritt and his wife, Julie. It was Timmy Time and Marcy Baser. It was our friend, Scott Gracer, who's been on the show before, and his wife, Christian. And we had the best time. We enjoyed some great food and lots of laughing and lots of storytelling. And I started to think, you know, why is something like that so fun, so meaningful? And part of it is we have known each other for a long time. We know each other's stories. We know the good, the bad, the tough, the fun, the easy. We've vacationed together. We've done races together. We've done life together. We know each other's stories. We know the depths. We know the struggles. We know the mountains and the peaks. We know the valleys. And I think it struck me that story is so very important. Knowing someone's story. We all have a story. We try to tell those here at the Big Ass Runner in a couple of different ways. One is the Why I Run segment that we do. Another is Inside the Herd. Both of those have become my favorite. I know you enjoy them too. I hear the feedback. But story is so important. And it also struck me that I think some of the things that we're dealing with as a society stems from the fact that we've kind of lost this ability. I don't know if it's empathy or sympathy or what the right word is. But we've become to each other a bit two-dimensional. I don't know if it's because of the pandemic. Certainly, that's probably a part of it, where we're in isolation, we're in separation. I don't know if some of it is social media. Social media, I'm agnostic. It's great to connect with people. It's terrible when you get people smack talking and talking down. You know, you guys get it. You're on it. Most of you, you know the pros and cons. it's a tool like anything else, can be used good for both good and bad. So I think people tend to hide behind their keyboard, or we just have become two-dimensional. And I think for me, this is, I'm talking to myself here, and I just thought I'd share this to the Big Ass Runner herd, share this with you. I want to start to really look at people, as someone that has a story. They have a story, and you don't know what that story is, and you don't know what chapter they're living in that story. It could be a tough chapter. It could be a great chapter. It's probably both. I haven't shared this on the show, I don't think, very much anyway, but I'm dealing with my mom in a memory care facility. She has severe dementia, and it's something when you visit your mom and she doesn't know who you are. That's tough, especially when you've had a mom like mine who is so amazing, raised five children, dedicated her life to doing that, and to see her in that condition. That's tough. That's part of my story. Transversely, I've got a brand new grandbaby just turned 11 months old and is really starting to show her personality. And that is incredible. So there's elements, I think, to everyone's story. They're living some hard chapters or living some good chapters. But it's easy, I think, to dismiss people when you don't know or don't want to know their story. And that's where I am. I want to get to know more people's story, or at least understand that there is a story they're living, and I don't know what chapter they're in, but man, they're living it. And I mentioned in the open, I came across a video. I was doing some training for marketing stuff, and I came across a video, and it's for a restaurant. Actually, I think this video concept is something several restaurants use. It's kind of a training tool for their employees. And I want to set the stage a little bit because I'm going to play it. I'm actually going to do the voiceover because it's just text that floats over this video. So I want to set it up. But imagine that a camera is floating through a restaurant, engaging with different people in the restaurant. So it could be a couple, could be a mom with two kids, could be one of the workers behind the counter, could be a single person eating alone, could be an older single person eating alone. And it just walks you through these different people, and through copy pops up their story. And so I want to play this. The music's pretty pensive, thoughtful, I would say. But I wanted to share this with you because I think this really, to me, it moved me when I saw it. And I just felt, man, I want to share this with the herd. I want to share this as a way to really say, hey, I want to start to learn and be better at understanding that someone has a great story. And so here we go. Every person has a story. Fired from his job and is worried how he will provide for his family. One day hopes to run her own business and is paying her way through school. Immigrated to America when she was 12, recently received her citizenship. After years of fighting cancer, he is now cancer-free. Single mom raising a family alone and trying to make ends meet. Mom died during childbirth and dad blames her. Dreamed of children but struggled with infertility. Husband of 49 years died last month. Today would have been their 50th anniversary. Parents divorced when he was 7. Struggles to find love and acceptance. worked hard through high school, and accepted into the college of her dreams. Only son was deployed overseas to a war zone, struggles with loneliness. Every life has a story, if you take the time to read it. Well, really powerful stuff. I'll link this video in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. And again, the goal here was not to bring you down, but really more to lift you up, at least for me, lift myself up, to think about people not as two dimensions, but in multi dimensions, knowing that each of them has a story, if I just take the time to read it. And I think where this comes most true for me, it's, you know, it's easy for me with friends. It's easy for me with the Big Ass Runner herd, quite honestly. Love the herd. Love your story. I think the hardest is when you deal with someone, either you don't like their opinion, they did something to you to offend you, like even minor things like cutting you off in traffic. I don't go, oh, you know, that person may be on the way to the hospital to visit, you know, their mom who just had, you know, an episode or something. No, I think, what a jerk. You cut me off, man. What's up? And I want to change that about myself. So what does this mean for you? Well, I would love, here at the Big Ass Runner, we would love to share more of your story. So if you're willing to share your story, there's a couple of ways you can do that. One is to join us for an Inside the Herd segment. And that is easy to do. Reach out to me, Jeff at Big Ass Runner. We'll schedule some time. We'll record it together. It'll be awesome. A lot of you have benefited from hearing other herd member stories. We just had Moose on last week. And the other way is to record a Why I Run. This one's even easier because you do it right on your own phone. You record it, you email it to me, super easy. For those of you who are like, oh, I don't really want to go on the show. By the way, it's so much fun. Join me on the show. I'd love it. But if you don't want to, get it. I get it. You can record it on your phone, send it to me. We will share it on the show. But man, I'd love to share more Big Ass Runner Herd stories, because I learned so much. And that's one of the things I learned this week that I wanted to share with you, is everyone has a story if you take time to read it. And I just want to increase my levels of empathy, sympathy, whatever the right word is, understanding. I understand that people are not two-dimensional. They are multidimensional. Well, hope that was helpful. It's been helpful for me. I will link that video in the show notes. So my last word of encouragement would be, if you're living a tough chapter in your story, hang in there. Fight through it. We're here to support you. We love you. One of the things we love to do is to give shout outs and kudos to the Big Ass Runners out there just making it happen. Today we have a special one because it is from Diana Austin, who's amazing, shouting out to her husband, James Austin. You can find him at JDAustin70 or at Average Trail Runner on the gram. But James just finished the Damn Good Run 13K. I love the name of that. And in a couple of weeks, the 30K Whiskey Basin. He will move on to train for the Whiskey Row Marathon. And get this, the 60K Black Canyon Ultra. We are doing that one too. That's another chance to... We have a big group going to Black Canyon. Just saying, next year. So if you're looking for a race in February of next year, Black Canyon Ultra's 60K and 100K. Meet us out there. But she says, I am in awe of his dedication and strength. At 52, he is slaying it. He inspires me daily. Well, thank you, Diana, for that shout out and kudo to your husband, James. James, way to go, man. You're out there crushing it. Absolutely crushing it. You're doing damn good runs. You're doing whiskey basin stuff. And we're going to see you at the Black Canyon Ultras. That's amazing. Way to go, James. One of the things I love about the Big Ass Runner Herd is you have usually some really big running goals, and that big goal might be a 5K. That big goal might be a 100 miler. It could be just to get back on the trail. It could be just to run more. It could be to spend more time doing fill in the blank. Lots of big goals. But I wanted to find out, what are some of the obstacles that you find keep you from those goals? So I asked you, and many of you responded, so thank you for that, and got the results back, walked those results over to the data warehouse. The data scientists were happy to see me. They're like, hey, where have you been, El Jefe? I said, I've been clomping around, man. That's what I do. But I gave them the results. They did their thing. They ran the pivot tables. They did all the data visualization. They're really excited about this ChatGPT thing, by the way. They are absolutely going nuts. It's like they found their long lost brother. I'm like, it's not even a real thing. It's what, well, they think it. I don't know. Don't want to get into that.
The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th.
But the data scientists were very excited, and they said, Jeff, it tends to fall into three buckets. And here's the three buckets that usually the obstacles we're facing fall into. One, physical limitations. Could be injury, could be weight, could be a number of things, but physical limitations tends to be one of the buckets. We'll talk about that here in a second. The second one tends to be more kind of mental limitations, or perhaps confidence, and it's kind of yourself keeping you from getting to those goals. We'll talk about that as well. And then the third bucket, and this is one we all are, we probably deal with all three of these, but the third bucket tends to be life. Life happens, events happen, things change. Our situations change, our job changes, our family dynamics, and we'll talk about that as well. It wasn't even enough to put in a bucket, but it made me laugh. This is from our friend Bill. He's at run_BillRun. He made me laugh because he said his obstacles are hills and rocks and sometimes tree roots. And that is literally an obstacle that I tend to deal with in every race as well. Hills, rocks, and tree roots. Sometimes not even in that order. But that made me laugh, Bill. Thank you for that. Well, let's talk a little bit about physical limitations. And I think there's a couple of things here. Something that I deal with a lot, I've been dealing with since the foot surgery, is certainly the physical limitation of actually being able to run, dealing with an injury that has kind of affected some of my mental limitations and obstacles. But that's certainly one. But another one that I tend to deal with as a Clydesdale is the weight, is just being heavier. And again, we don't want to, it's not about body image or shaming or anything like that. It's just my ideal racing weight would be X, and that's what I want to achieve. And that's been a struggle for me, and I think many of you too. Stephen Holgate, our friend Stephen, said my personal battle with weight was one of his obstacles to hitting his goals. Jen said the same thing. She's at Jen X Jen weight gain. So being a little bit heavier, harder on the joints, not as light on your feet, definitely can create some obstacles. Many of us are Clydesdales, Athenas. We are bigger runners. And that's great. Love it. But it can be anyway, an obstacle for us. And then there's certainly the injury. And Denise Fuller, she's at DEL15E. She just had ACL replacement surgery. That's certainly an obstacle, I think, to hitting some of her goals. And David, he's at David.des, DavidDes33. He says physical limitations as well. Well, the physical limitations, you know, those are things we deal with, things that we can work on through strength training, just recovery in general, time off of our feet. We talk a lot about this on the Coaching Corral. By the way, check out the Coaching Corral. We do it every other Thursday. It's a bonus episode that we add just to this lineup here at the Big Ass Runner. Hope you're enjoying that. But talk a lot about strengthening your body, flexibility, nutrition, all the things that help us physically be ready for trail running, for ultra running, for our big goals. So that's a big one. And then the confidence mental limitation. I think this is one we've all struggled with too, because we'll talk to folks, our friends, family, and say, hey, I really would love to do, it could be a 25K. 25K, wow, that's a long one. 50K, 50K, wow. Why would you do that? 100K, 100 miles, 250 miles, who in their right mind would do that? Start to doubt a little bit. Wow, yeah, can I do this? Should I be doing this? Am I too old, too big, too small? Whatever the case may be. And so those mental things, and I want to dive into this a little bit more, because I've heard, and this is something I've dealt with, is the imposter syndrome. You go to a race, you've been tapering, so you haven't been running as much. You get to the starting line. Anyone feeling me here? And you're like, am I even a runner? This imposter syndrome. Who am I to think that I can toe the line and do this race? The mental game, the confidence tends to be a big one. Mary Gentry, she's at Half Marathon Mary, says just that. Trusting I can do it. Wanting to do a 100K, but super nervous. Mary, total, absolute reaction that all of us, I think, have who have thought about and wanted to do any big race, really, but 100K, 100-miler, and beyond. Super nervous. Been talking to our friend Adam at Run Adam Run. He's about to do a 50-miler. He's feeling that too, feeling the nerves, feeling the butterflies. Can I do it? I'm super nervous. And Nicole Chilson says it really well. She's at Nicole_ with his wings. Her big obstacle is me, myself, and I. And I resonate with that. I think a lot of us do. It's this confidence, doubting ourselves. Part of it's when you're doing big stuff, that comes with the territory. If it was easy, you knew you could do it, you'd have that confidence. This is something you've never done before. It's a big goal. It brings some doubt. But what I love about trail runners is they get out there and they give it a go. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but you learn, you fail forward. But yes, me, myself, and I tends to be mentally the confidence, the mental limitation. How do you overcome that? Well, part of it, I think, is just by doing, gaining that confidence, doing those training runs, working up to mileage. I think community is huge in this area. Like-minded people encouraging you to do it. Hopefully we're helping you do that here on the show. We have seen so many people who did not think they could do a certain race or a certain mileage. They've done it. They got towed the line. They didn't think they could do it. They did it. Part of it was because they had this community of encouragers around them, people who were in the same shoes they were in. I think that's important too. Is we've all been there in those shoes, doubting ourselves, and surround yourself with those kind of people who have doubted and have succeeded and can encourage you to do the same.
You can do it!
When I did my first marathon in 2001, back then, man, a marathon felt like forever in terms of distance. I had never done more than maybe 3 to 5 miles and just had some friends, and they were not crazy good athletes. They were just people just like me, and they said, we didn't think we could do it either, but we did it. You can do it too. And having that community, that encouragement is so, so very important. So getting yourself surrounded with like-minded people who can encourage you to do it. Again, hopefully this podcast is helping. And also, I'm a little bit biased because I'm just now launched my coaching career, but having a coach, for me, the 100K, that was critical because Coach Greg had done it. He had been there. He'd had the experience, but he helped put the plan together. And he said, put this plan together, and if you execute, you can do it. So those are some things I think that can help with the confidence, the mental obstacles that we tend to face. And I just want to say it. I'll put it on the record. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can absolutely do it. There is story after story of those who didn't think they could that then did. And then the third bucket, as I said, life. Life gets in the way. It's an unexpected thing that happens. Maybe it's a loss of a job, or like Stephen Pritt, who was co-host of this show early on, he got a huge promotion at work. He had to step away. And we blessed him in that. And so life happens. And that's three amazing herd members that chimed in on this one. So Caroline, our friend Caroline, she's at Cynical Caroline on Instagram. She's balancing grad school and working full time. That is a huge obstacle. Balancing life. That's what the big ass runner herd does, though. I got to commend you guys. You balance all that's going on, life, and still accomplishing big goals. Seasons. There's a season where it's not going to happen as much. And Ben, our buddy Ben, is about to enter that season. Ben Bridgman. He's at B_Bridgman. Great guy. Birth of our first child. How incredible. Congratulations, Ben. He said some goals and races are obviously going to take a back seat, and as they should, adding a member to the family, amazing, absolutely amazing. Our friend Melody, Coach Melody, who's on the Coaching Corral, just announced on her podcast, Trail to 100, which is, by the way, a great podcast. Check it out. She and her husband, Jacob, just announced they are expecting in October, and I had to message her right away. It is one of the most incredible, meaningful things, having a child, being a parent. So congratulations, Ben. Super excited for you. And Moose, you heard from Moose last week. He's at Moose_runs. Summer outdoor running is always interesting in Phoenix with the heat coming. Yeah, sometimes the obstacles can be life, where you live, where you are, adding to a family, job situations, sudden sickness in the family. You got to take care of it. There's things we, and that's why we always say that an ultra marathon is very similar to life in that you have to pivot. You're going to feel good sometimes. You're going to feel bad sometimes. You're going to have to deal with the situation. Could be a blister. Could be a baby on the way. Could be nausea because you're in mile 60 and you're feeling nauseous. Could be nauseous because you're expecting, like Coach Melody. Life and trail running, ultra running, parallels in so many ways.
Well, a wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar and let you blood. Sometimes the bar, well, he eats you.
Well, if you are dealing with obstacles right now and you're running, first of all, you're in good company. We all are doing that. And I think that's one thing that I just want to end on, imposter syndrome, because this is something I think we've all dealt with for different reasons. And I think it's because in our mind, we go to a race and we're, first of all, the confidence may not be where it needs to be, but we've done the training. We're okay. I've done the training. Never think we've done enough, usually, but we've done enough. And then you look around at all the other runners and you assume, man, they've done all the training. They're ready to go. They're not facing the obstacles I feel I'm facing. and you start to doubt yourself and doubt the fact that you should be in this group of runners. And here's the deal. Everyone that you're looking around and seeing at that starting line is dealing with obstacles too. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of confidence. Like, hey, there's obstacles that I'm overcoming. I'm here. I've done the training. I'm ready to go. Now it's just about enjoying the journey, executing the race, embracing the ups and downs. And that's what we love, I believe, about trail running in general. Well, there you go. There's the obstacles that I heard from the Big Ass Runner Herd. Thank you for sharing those. Hopefully you resonated with some of that and are ready to go. Okay, got some obstacles. How do I overcome? Because we are all in this bad boy together. Well, believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 143 of The Big Ass Runner. It's a little bit of a heavier episode. I hope it was encouraging. It was meant to be encouraging. And man, I just want to say thank you to all the Big Ass Runner Herd members. Thanks to you for listening each week. You're running right now. You're looking awesome, by the way. The form is fantastic. You're jumping over those obstacles, literally and figuratively. And I just appreciate you listening. Thanks to everyone that was part of this show, for Megan for that OG intro, to John G for their amazing partnership. Blaze Trails, meet us out at Lake Murray. Go sign up October 28th. We'll have more details as we get closer, but we are super excited about that. Thanks to you, the Big Ass Runner Herd, for tuning in each week. I'm thankful for you for listening. And of course, to our audio engineer who makes us sound so good, Steve Cinnamon Bear Saunders.
You can do it!
But with that, get out there, hit those trails, and keep running your asses off. Yeah. Michelle Baker, she's by the way at AKMTN, AKA Mountain Mother Runner. I'm obviously having a hard time talking this morning. Our goal is to use the gear, and probably has a story that, cut that part, Stu, that was terrible. And he's at Ben. Cancel that. Well, there you go. That's a little segment. I don't know what we're calling this thing. You can cut that part, Steve. That was terrible.
That's terrible.